Welcome back, everybody. Matt Verd's all hanging out here with you on a Tuesday as Nick gets ready to call the Creighton TCU basketball game down in Fort Worth. In Fort Worth? Yeah, we're going to Fort Worth. I'm a basketball guy. College. I'm a college campus guy. But they're down in Texas tonight. Happy to hang out with you guys. Filled in yesterday. Damon was out with his beautiful wife. I got a little vacancy. Go to my guy, DB.
You are correct. It is Fort Worth.
Smart AF. That's what I do. Hard-hitting news. ESPN projecting Irv Smith Jr. from Alabama to the Patriots at the number 32 pick. Do not like. I mean, I like it because it's a good pick. I don't like it because they're going to just stay good. But I said on Sharp and Betting, you know, Gary was asking me, he's like, oh, well, you know, there's no storylines, there's no drama. And I said, to me, the lack of storylines is the storyline, right? To spin zone that. Stability can be a storyline. Just competition for jobs. You've probably got four jobs and five jobs at Nebraska that are set in stone. Three of them would be offensive linemen. Hymus, the old Farniok, and Bo Wilson. They're starting. So you got to put in two pieces. To me, you've got a full spring and a full fall camp to figure that out. I'm good with that. Quarterback position is another one that's on lockdown. That one's good. Inside linebacker, also set up. Defensive line, there's so many guys on there, I don't care. I care, but I don't care. Because I'm good with about five guys you could put in there. And that's awesome. Stable. It has some depth. Nice. But then the one that I wanted to see was the receiver. Like, somebody tell me something about the receiver. I can't get any news on J.D. Spielman. Is he progressing? Is he hurt? Is he injured? We know we're all on Wandale watch with the old tight hammy. Let's just gear down there, make sure the kid's healthy. We can learn all this visually. We'll stand here and watch these and learn them. And then we can wait until the fall camp to get 100% healthy and go. But what's going on? Well, my guy Jacob Padilla over at Hale Varsity helped me out and mentioned one that I was worried about or I wanted to know about. But Jaron Woodyard making his case during the Nebraska Spring Bowl for more time. So it's a good article. Part I like about it is the kid's very honest. He admits, hey, there's no, like, the weight program at my junior college wasn't like this. That took me acclimation. I ran track in high school. I'm fast. He ran track at Nebraska. I like it because it's things that tell me how he's not just off the radar. Like, when he came in, I'm like, oh, man, this kid's going to be great. Da, 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 da. And then he never saw it. What happened? Where was he at? No, I get explanation to it. He had to get acclimated. And it's a tough deal with junior college guys. You may only get him for 1 year. But for him to go out then and have a great season this season, that's what that will be. Okay? Walters is in there talking. He came from Arizona Western Community College. So, kind of feel bad for Arizona Western a little bit. Took a couple shots at them. Like, hey, we don't have this kind of weight program. We don't have track. I had to get used to this again. I had to get used to moving. Wait, so Arizona Western Community College, step your game up. Another piece of that was interesting to me is he said he was humbled. Got in here and was humbled. I wasn't the guy. I couldn't just walk in and start and go be the man. Then you shift the attitude. I just want to come in and do my job. I want to do what's best to help the team win. A phrase I thought we buried, but it's buying in. If you see him, well, what are his measurements? I just had them written down here. Like 5'11", 160? Or 180, sorry. Self-evaluation. I put on more muscle, less fat. Awesome. So it's a good read on him. I hope this isn't not from Jacob's side. I hope from the player coach side. it's not just a tidbit to throw out there. That okay, we'll say this and everything will be fine. We're all big men and women here. We're all big boys and girls. Be honest. Hey, this guy's meeting expectation. Here's where I can see him getting better in this. Here's where he understands. Now I'm going to have to sit down with Damon someday, but they've got him playing the outside, which I guess is more their speed guy. I could see Nebraska evolving into every guy knows every receiving spot would be ideal. So being that I'm on the radio and we can now request things and our loyal listeners and awesome writers in this state, somebody give me a tight end update. That'd be great next. Just somebody wants to fill me up. What's going on with the tight ends? Because I think the weapons they have there, Austin Allen, another year of weight training, another year of being the man, that I think his frame, his build, got great hands, a guy that's going to do good things for them, and it can be a weapon, not just into goal line situation, okay? Maybe that's my main theme of the spring. I've said here a couple years that they have talent. They have raw, undisciplined, untailored talent. So now, got somebody that's going to get tailored up a little bit, going to develop it. You're going to get stronger. You're going to get faster. It's going to be fun, right? Brandon Stein, my guy. 1, 2, 3, dominate. Let's get out there and be dominant, yeah? Will they be dominant next year? No. It's all part of the process. You can make steps where it's all more. Where my eyes and my ears start to believe the same thing, that's the intersection I'd love to have it get to. And that's where I think it is moving to, so. Props to that. Yeah, so guys that are out there listening, next, if you could talk to the tight ends, that'd be awesome. I would love to get an update on them and see how that goes. Adam sent me something here in the Equitable Bank Zone inbox of Gronk in high school, and it is about as Gronk as you could get. Hair's all roughed up. Kind of a little ass-eating grin on his face. Or, hey, you know what, maybe this old, if we're going to just be able to like request, because Woody Arbor was somebody I brought up, so I'm hoping my guy Jacob, if you give me a Williams update, good with that. Andre Hunt is another guy that, you keep digging through these names, right? So we all get in, right? I was 2 foot out of the door of recruiting, and I got a couple toes in, so now I'm listening, right? I'm believing, like, okay, we got this guy, we got that guy, we got this. I see the film, and John Tomlin's still supposed to give me my correlation chart. He's not doing that, so John, if you could hurry up with that, that'd be great. Recruiting coverage guy. Class, 7A in Texas. There's not going to be an equivalent class in Nebraska. There's a Class A school in Nebraska, a class, a 4A, a 5A in Texas. What is it? Cue me into that realm, so then when I look at these players, do it across the country. Cue me in, though, so I can kind of get a better gauge of like talent. Right? There's some guys on the offensive line that played at a school. It's a good size school that we don't see factoring into things. Were they just bullies? Were they getting, great film off kids that were much smaller? Maybe. But can I gauge that? It was a question I had about Tanner Farmer for a long time. Like, what I see here of him playing football on his film is not what I'm seeing now with him in college. What I saw from him his senior year is what I thought I should have seen the whole way through. But that 1 year of development made a world of difference. Okay? With that being said now, the Williams updates, the Andre Hunt update, that stuff, even me as, offensive line guy, I love that because as much as I'd love to say, hey, we'll put 11 out there and I'll beat you, I still like excitement. And I don't want to see, no offense, George, but I want to see Stibbs at fullback and you at I-back and us get 3 yards and call her a day. You know what I mean? I'd like to get these unbelievably talented people, the football, in space and make a move instead of us being the guys that miss the tackles. Make somebody else miss the tackles. That'd be cool to me. That'd be what I would like to see. But thanks to those, Greg Smith also said something like, man, from your mouth to these keyboards, here comes your article. But yeah, the more you know. We're going to take another quick break here. We've had a couple calls. I got a couple more emails about some thoughts and ideas, some trepidations about the Miles situation. We'll cover that when we come back on Game Time 1620 The Zone.